Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with the latest Radio Today news, published on Friday the 11th of August 2017. Well, the latest Ray Jazz are out for quarter two of 2017, and here are some of the top headlines. There was a record reach for Radio 4, helped by an increase in audience size for the Today programme. Capital has got its biggest audience in 13 years, as it remains number one in London. LBC hit 2 million weekly listeners for the first time this quarter. Nick Grimshaw is up. Chris Evans, though, lost 500,000 listeners. Talk Sports had its lowest reach in 7 years, as its digital sister station TalkSport 2 and Talk Radio both do well. Heart 80s debuts on Digital 1 with 852,000 listeners. BBC Radio London has doubled its audience quarter on quarter, a big rise too for Vanessa Feltz. And among the stations getting record reaches this quarter, Smooth Northwest, Heart Yorkshire and Smooth East Midlands. You can see all the analysis and full station graphs, of course, at radiotoday.co.uk/rajar. Radio 2 has announced its programming plans as it prepares to celebrate its 50th birthday at the end of September. There's going to be documentaries about the station's history and a special Friday night is music night. Plus, there'll be a two-part documentary on the Story of the Light programme presented by Paul O'Grady, as well as programmes featuring listeners sharing their stories of Radio 2 through the years. Current presenters will reflect on their relationship with the station as they're photographed by the rock star Bryan Adams in another special. And before all that, Johnny Walker meets the Pirates to mark half a century since the Marine Offences Broadcasting Act took effect. All this, of course, and a special digital pop-up station, Radio 1 Vintage, which is on over the final weekend of September. Lots to look forward to. There's at least one radio representative in this year's Strictly Come Dancing. Key 103 breakfast presenter and Emmerdale actress Gemma Atkinson has signed up for the BBC One show. Here she is announcing the news on Key 103 with co-hosts Mike and Matt.
I've just come off the telly.
What?
The television? I thought those days were behind you. I thought you were working with the ugly people these days.
Hey, speak for yourself, sister. Gemma, tell everybody in your own time and in your own clothes, why are you in a television studio?
Because I have just been announced as the fourth contestant on Strictly Come Dancing!
Yes!
Yay!
Yes! Cool.
Finally, you can tell people.
Well, yeah, we've known this for a while, but this is great. So you've been on the BBC this morning?
Yes, been on BBC Breakfast. Just had a nice little chat. So yeah, it's out there now. I better start learning how to walk in heels and how to look ladylike in a frock.
Let me just ask you a question, Gemma, on behalf of the people of Manchester. Why did you decide to do this crazy thing?
Because you just said it there, Mike, it's crazy, isn't it? And you only live once. You know my saying, YOLO.
Yeah, it's not your saying.
So you've got to just, you got to challenge yourself, haven't you, and go out your comfort zone. Put me in a gym with a load of lads and dumbbells, I'm fine. Put me on a dance floor in a frock, way out of my comfort zone, so I've got to do it.
Gary Vincent's leaving Magic 105.4 after 13 years. It's part of upcoming schedule changes. Nick Snaith moves from Breakfast to Mid-Mornings to replace Gary from the 4th of September as Ronan Keating and Harriet Scott take over Breakfast. Taking on Harriet's old weekend breakfast slot is Tom Price, while Matt Brown replaces Tom on weekend afternoons at Magic. An oops moment at BBC Radio London recently after Vanessa Feltz's annual appraisal was accidentally emailed to the all-staff list at the station. The Sun newspaper reported that the memo highlighted doubts about her position and expressed how it was a constant battle for her to keep up with the hectic pace of doing a breakfast show. Oops as well for Toby Tarrant as he began a couple of weeks of cover for Chris Moyles on Radio X Breakfast.
That's a horrible noise happening.
What feedback, sir?
That is a horrible noise. What is that?
Oh. Pippa, fix
it. Oh, you've
got
two Chewbacca pairs of headphones on, Toby.
Here we go.
It's a strong start, everyone.
All right, here we go. Here we go. I did wonder what they were voting for. What a start. Brilliant. Can we start this again? Can we do the whole minute jingle again?
I think that's one of my favourite things I've ever seen.
I think that might be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened in my life.
One pair on your head, one round your neck. Two headphone talent.
Stephanie Hurst is back on air in Yorkshire, covering weekday mid-mornings for 2.5 weeks on BBC Radio Leeds over the summer.
BBC Radio Leeds.
Right, 7 minutes past 10. God, I've been on an hour already and I've not broken it. I'm Stephanie Hurst, looking after the show for... So my producer Sarah's just put her head up laughing at me. Honestly, I've said to everyone that I will break it. It's like the first day. I'm only doing this for like 2.5 weeks. So, but the first day anyway, you tend to break things. So chances are something will be playing, then all of a sudden it'll go off because I'll have pressed something. So if it does that, it's not your radio. It's just me being a divot. Right, we're talking about historical buildings as the listed building system is celebrating its 70th anniversary. So we want to know, what secrets does your house hold?
Meanwhile, original Pop Idol contestant and local lad Gareth Gates has signed up for a bank holiday show at the end of August on BBC Radio Leeds. Trending on radio today, the revelation that Ed Miliband was paid £500 a show to cover for Jeremy Vine on Radio 2 recently.
And I think you're going to do a flash for us. We're going to compare it to the British Toileters Association modern flush and see if we can tell the difference. You can't argue with that, can you? I mean, it may be wasting huge amounts of water, but it certainly makes a noise and it is certainly a real flush.
The salary figures were published in the Register of Members' Interests at Westminster because Ed Miliband is an MP. Celador is facing competition for the Torbay licence from Radio X. It's proposed a new station called Devon Sound to challenge the existing licensee, which broadcasts as The Breeze. And 36 groups from all around the country have put in applications in the next round of community radio licensing. You can see the full list of applicants at radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.